This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Well, in spite of every attempt of the internet, electronics, and people everywhere, we've made it back on the air to hour two. Hi, everybody. Welcome to it. I am Clayton McKee, next to Kat Carlson, Marnie Meyer, and Al Perkins just walked out of the room. He probably went to get... Well, I don't know what he went to get. Oh, a towel. A napkin. We're a sanitary show. We just found out Marnie got a new box, and we'll talk more about that.
Hey.
We'll talk more about that in just a little while.
Also, just two stitches. It's a new box.
Boom. It's right there.
Got
also, coming up in hour three, we've got the Wheel of the Week with Kat Carlson and some entertainment stuff from our friend Al Perkins. Doug Wilkie's on the way, and we are celebrating wrap-up of year seven and the beginning of year eight for our show.
Hooray.
Holy crap. They said it wasn't possible, and we showed them. We said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Should we have,
Speaking of holding things, the comedian who in the last month was blamed both Michelle Obama and former co-star Sarah Gilbert for getting her fired from her sitcom reboot last May. Well, she marked this best.
What did Michelle Obama do to her?
Oh,
God damn it. All right, carry
on. I don't remember what she did.
Well,
maybe it'll tell us in the story if I get to read it.
Nope.
She marked this Easter weekend with a pair of bizarre, disjointed, not safe for work video rants on her YouTube channel. Barr actually posted 10 videos this past Sunday, many of them about farming on her property in Hawaii. But in the two clips that are getting attention, she talks about who can and can't use homophobic slurs and when it becomes hate speech. In the first clip, she argues that the slur in question is a hateful word, especially when it's one gay calling another guy that, a gay guy that. But if no one is supposed to use the word, she asks, why are gay guys using it themselves? Ask black people about the N-word. I think you might want to talk about that one. And if they're going to use it, why can't she use it, for crying out loud? She says, quote, oh, I just can't say the word, she said, answering her own question. Well, I can while I'm in the house, but I can't say it outside the house. Addressing the gay community, Barr says, okay, I get your rules, but it's a hateful word, and you should get rid of it. She destroyed the show and my life with that tweet. Roseanne Barr blamed Sarah Gilbert for her firing, in addition. So apparently now she came out, she said she was gay. Now she can use the gay, whatever the hell gay slur she wants to use.
Sure.
Sarah Gilbert's the whole problem. There's a lot of things going on in Roseanne Barr's mind.
Damn it, Sarah Gilbert.
I really have to say, and maybe I just stepped out of that world so far, that I don't think any gay men use those slurs on each other. I mean, maybe somebody will say something dirty in bed, but that's kind of icky, too. God knows I haven't been in that arena in a long time. But, like...
It was in an arena? How many people?
Mama's got to pay the rent. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So what about your sparkly
the gladiator?
That's where I got the flavor.
The gladiator.
It's arena scented. That smells like
cotton candy.
Fresh pop popcorn.
No.
Cotton candy and hay.
No.
But I just don't. I mean, again, maybe the kids are doing it. I don't know of anybody that goes around calling to their dyke or fag. Like, I really don't.
You're not out enough.
She just talked about baby dyke.
I use dyke really liberally.
Yeah.
I use it too.
Yeah, well, because
I use both words all the time.
I mean, I can't imagine calling somebody a fag at work, but I'm going to try.
Well, that could go horribly wrong.
Because I still think it's a funny word.
And it's a cigarette in Europe. Mm.
Like when you say it with
no
like a
match.
Boston
wait,
accent.
Wait, is it
like
really,
it's a cigarette.
Like a really
smoking
really
a fag?
Nasally, like a fag.
Smoking a fag is a cigarette in...
Oh, yeah, the good old Western New York accent helps that word immensely.
Sure.
Faggot.
One of my favorite episodes of Cops. You remember Cops?
Oh, my God, yeah.
One of the best episodes of Cops. They're in like, the Northeast somewhere.
Yeah.
And some kid's sitting on the curb, and he's just mad as hell, and he's just cussing. He's like, well...
He's not going to take it anymore.
All these fucking fags, and my mom's a fag, and this person, they're just fag all episode long.
Because last week we talked about calling stuff gay, and Doug was longing for the days. Oh, we had a very un-Marnie episode last week.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Very Ann Coulter-esque.
Doug needs a talking to.
Yeah. Oh. We
I feel like you should sit him down and explain to him why we can't say certain words.
You might be his own sensitivity training.
And let us watch.
But
can we watch?
Exactly. But if he veeps you back, that's really on you for not watching Veep.
Oh.
Or are you watching Veep and you watched that episode?
No.
When you get to season whatever we're on, episode whatever that was, you'll know.
Then I'll understand.
Yeah.
All the
R's are taken.
The one thing I do have to say that I wish would I wish would go away, but it won't. Is the drag queens and bitch. That, like, that to me is, that card has been overplayed.
It's never going to go away.
I know. Ever. And it's one of those things where I just tune off all thoughts of someone being funny as soon as they, like, bitch more. You get one. One well-timed, carefully thought, and I'm going to need you to work on bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you got to give it something. You got to flavor it up. You got to hot sauce that shit once.
See, and I prefer to fling stuff like that around, like, in a really deadpan way, but I also...
Oh, that could be your hot sauce? I accept the deadpan as hot sauce?
I also don't think it's an insult.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? Like, somebody calls me a bitch or a dyke, I'm, uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, no,
you know what I mean? Like, it's not
so you'd be
slur.
Like, wait, you can see me.
Right, so your eyes are working.
Yeah. So meant as a slur. Hold, I just mean, like she's using as, like person to person. Like, all the drag queens, when it's just bitch, 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 bitch. And not, like, they're bitching, but that's all they say. Right. Like, the last time I went to a drag show, I was like, it's worse than now. It's the new. Yeah.
Sure.
Like, just... I don't know anybody's name, and I seem to be able to work my way around it somehow. But without going to that, it's just boring. Like, to me, it's boring.
I wish I could.
And I do have to commend, Seville lost it. I don't know if she heard me bitch about it, like, years ago, but Seville lost it a while back. She doesn't say it as much.
Mm.
And I honestly don't know if she just had the same feeling as I did, but I was like, it's just so tired.
Well, she typically does everything to keep herself separate from the other queens.
Yeah, and she's probably watched enough that she's like, ugh.
Could be.
Maybe.
I get drag queens, I just...
Wish I could magically go back over 7 years of shows with this one and isolate every time he went, bitch, please, or bitch,
again,
a bit.
You gotta hot sauce.
But also not pointing it at someone.
Right, yes.
I mean, I think that's the
difference. I think it's intent, it has a lot to do with it.
Like, I don't start every sentence with, bitch, you know what I mean? It's just, ugh.
Right.
And it probably, I may have still been on board with that word 7 years ago. We've all changed.
Haven't we?
We've evolved.
What show do we learn that? Oh, that's The Walking Dead. So there you go.
All shapes and sizes of changes.
Nice.
And I mean, we're as Joe says, he really doesn't understand drag queens, which you hear a lot. It's a form of entertainment. But we're in the 50th year of the riots, 50th anniversary of the riots this year, and that was started by drag queens. So they get a whole pass this year.
Well, and not just
they
that,
have till December 31st to just ride that wave of good
feeling.
And no
matter what anybody wants to think about drag queens. I personally take issue with it based on the fact of the amazing work that they do.
Yeah.
For the community. I mean...
Yes. The fundraising is out of control.
Undeniable.
Yeah.
And it just...
In the best possible sense of out of control, because I mean, it sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah. Because there are... I mean, just like with anyone, there are people that are just fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I get it. Whatever.
A little of me goes a long way. You know, it's going to be written on my tombstone.
But and so there are certain drag queens that you
could have done with less.
Could have.
Al Perkins.
A little bit less.
Could have been less.
Left a little bit later than she should have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
stayed
me.
Just
always
a minute
stayed
too long.
Well, only a lady knows when to leave. So clearly, I'm not going to fit that one.
Yeah, Al Perkins, not just a lady.
That's the only thing that I just think. But, the other piece of it, where they might be too annoying, or they, you know, the bitch and the whatever, but the good that they do, look at the good they do.
Oh, no, honest to God.
Well,
the fundraising here in Phoenix is really a point of pride. Like,
undeniable.
I don't care what else they do, like, that money. Mm.
Yeah. And I think some of that repetitive speech, because I've watched some, like, fairly new entertainers lately, because I've worked their events and draw a lot of crowd. And it's really hard work to MC and to talk and to be aware of your surroundings. And I think some of that repetitiveness just comes from not knowing what to do.
And it could have ended,
because if it isn't bitch, it could be girl.
Yeah.
Like everything. Yeah.
And it's been so long since I've been outside of the gay realms. You know what I mean? They don't let me into any of the kingdoms anymore.
There was a time when it was out of control.
Yeah.
Everybody
so
bitch.
It could have changed, but all I ever hear about now is the fundraising. So I'm all about it. Like, I feel like no one
really
does a show
I've
anymore
known.
That's not raising money for something.
Yeah. Nope. And the amount of money that it takes to get into drag, and, you know, for the folks that really
they
do
really
it
have
well.
To like it.
Yeah.
My God, it looks like a lot of work.
Oh, my God. An incredible amount of work.
And I do drag a lot in my life.
Yeah.
But I have to say, the people that do it at 10 in the morning
yes.
or earlier.
Or in the fucking heat.
In the rain.
Oh,
like, Oh my God. Uh-uh. Nuh-uh. Mm-mm. I watched a drag queen do a show on a purpose. Saturday night this past winter during a shower and did not miss a beat. Yeah. Just kept going, collected the dollars, did her business. I'm like, I won't even go and get my drink. Like, I'm going to sit here without a drink because I'm not walking across that patio whilst it's raining.
Right.
And she did a number, and I'm like, you know what? Like, hats off. Like, I'm done. I can't bitch about anything that just happened. Mm-hmm. She is standing in the rain on a Saturday night. Yep. She had I got a show to do, baby. Like, well, she went all dream girls
and
on
that's
us.
The cleanest her drag has been in months.
Showbiz, best show. Showbiz, just showbiz.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. I have no segue. But here's what's happening.
But anyway, we beat that drag queen to death. That's a bad pun.
Oh, that's a bad.
That bitch.
A woman flew into a rage and murdered her husband after catching him watching porn in his man cave.
Man cave.
After he promised to stop. Allegedly. Patricia Hill, 69.
You believe that shit?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Patricia Hill, 69 years old, is on trial in Arkansas, accused of murdering her 65-year-old husband, a younger man.
Ooh.
That's
we
right.
did this story.
Is it still a cradle? I don't. It does not feel familiar to me.
Go ahead, continue on, but I'm almost certain.
Well, Patricia reportedly confronted him after seeing their satellite TV bill, which showed he had signed back onto his Dish channel.
Yes.
After she had previously canceled it. Really? Because it was just posted today.
I don't know, but we've done this story. She actually went. He was in his shed or something out
in his man cave.
Right, yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well.
Continue on. Continue on.
Bringing you a rerun. I'm not going to stop.
No, God, no.
Settle
down.
It's new to me. He doesn't even listen to the show.
I did the story.
During the ordeal, 69-year-old Patricia reportedly knocked over a table that had Frank's cigarettes on it, then ran back into the house to grab a gun. Flipped the table, ran to the house, get a gun.
This is how to do it.
She then returned to Frank's man cave and shot his leg twice. Patricia then took Frank's love of porn as a, quote, personal affront to her and her God, according to her attorney.
God.
I was never on her side, but now I'm not on her side.
The attorney also says the couple were basically estranged. Strange, but estranged.
Estranged, sure.
She told him over and over again to stop, and he said he would, but he went right back to doing it, and she lost her mind. He went to his shed, and she went to work.
She shed.
After shooting her husband, Patricia allegedly went back into the house to call the police as well as an ambulance.
And did she make some fresh lemonade? Well, I was parched.
Some lemon bars. Yeah. Frank was dead. The end.
He had it coming.
What? Yeah. What's our lady's name here?
Patricia Hill.
Patricia.
No.
You show me a man who's given up porn, and I will show you a dead body. Because that's the day that a man gives up porn. Ain't happening. It's not.
Well,
happening.
It finally happened, Zachary. Somebody burned down my she shed.
Somebody burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Well, my she shed's on fire.
That's awesome.
My she shed's on fire.
Somebody burned down my she shed.
Okay. First off, the suing your parents for destroying your porn, fair.
Uh-huh.
I will seriously be a witness for the defense on that one. Porn's important to a young man.
It's important.
Yeah, you got to find out what you like, what you don't like, what you know, puts the coal in the stove kind of shit. I don't know if that's the right metaphor.
When to say bitch, when not to say bitch.
You have all these things. How do you feel about someone calling out somebody else a fag during butt sex? I don't know.
Some people like it.
Also, do not put the word fat in front of bitch. That also turns out to be bad.
Uh-uh.
It can turn out to be ugly.
Not if anybody wants to finish.
Right, no.
Because one's going to be crying in the corner and the other one's going to be dead.
Not. Yeah. You know what happened to me?
Wait.
Oh, wow. I just want to know where you're. Yeah. Where we're ping ponging
sure
up this one.
Yeah.
Ready.
Get this.
Was your she shed on
no,
fire?
No. So I don't like to cook for myself. Like, I barely like to cook and I really don't like to do it just for me, right? Mm-hmm. So if I need to eat and no one's there to cook for me, I'll either drive some fast food or I end up with mac and cheese. Right.
Are you just going to rattle that goddamn bag through her whole story?
It's fine.
I can't hear her
story. Are you new? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just rattle that fucking bag.
I'm trying to act like I was paying attention.
So I was just, I was thinking about it and I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be great if somebody could just plan out my week of meals for me and just make it go? Like, if somebody just told me what to eat every day, I'd fucking do it.
Like your mom used to do when you were a kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just was walking through the living room and I said to Sharon, I said,
oh, dear God, what did you do?
I said, what do you think something like that costs to have somebody come and just like meal prep for the week for me? And she looks at me and she says, well, Jenny Craig's $175 a week.
Oh.
Oh.
What the fuck? Oh.
I'm going to go point Sharon on that one. Well, she called you lazy and fat while using someone else's name under a pseudonym.
That's exactly what happened.
That might be a double point bonus. You know
is that the day you found out that she'd been subscribing to Jenny Craig and all of her meals were planned for her?
Found out she had a she shed.
Her she shed full of food.
I'm quite certain she was just recommending that I join Jenny Craig.
Okay.
It's been a tough week.
So, Elena, I think you might want to translate Hopka's sentence a little bit better.
Hey, wait, who's the picture?
Wait.
Hey, if they're doing it in front of St. Petersburg, I'm that? Good.
What you should have turned around and counter-offered to Sharon was, well, we do it for 100? You should have just given her a C-note
I was going to go real dirty super fast, and I thought, on this,
I'm not sure.
Only
I'm not sure
of holy days.
I don't think that would have helped my situation. I feel like somehow I'd have been in trouble for that.
If I slip you a Benjamin, are you going to meal plan me all week out here? Is that going to work?
I just got real sad and went out to the garage. That's all I did. I took my Oreos and I went outside.
On a reflective note, my friends that meal plan ate the same goddamn thing for like 3 days in a row.
I
ain't into it.
I already eat the same goddamn thing for 3 days in a row.
Well, when it's Taco Bell is exciting because you know the diarrhea is coming.
But it's the same. It's been the same goddamn thing at Taco Bell for 18 fucking years. It's always been a number 3 with soft tacos and a Mountain Dew my whole life since I was in fucking high school.
Oh, can I tell you a little thing about Taco Bell?
I was in high
Bell?
School 18 years ago, too.
You
funny
know,
story.
You know, they've
failed a lot.
Have you seen the commercial for the nacho, tacos?
Not do the math.
The nacho tacos that they're now promoting? Enjoy them while they're here because they are lovely. They're a dollar.
I just can't figure out. Good people of Taco Bell. We were friends for a long time.
You were?
Many years. Yeah. Why can't you get your soft taco shells, your tortillas, their tortillas, for those in other parts of the world? Why can't you get those warm? Why am I eating warm meat on cold tortillas? What up?
I like that you're eating warm meat. Mm. So you're going to a better Taco Bell than I am.
There's that.
And who brought these?
I did.
I feel like you did. Can I assign you to buy more?
Sure.
Because the culty... The cult-like Gumi Baron.
Yeah. It's a coven.
Gumi Bearson.
They're a coven.
Someone ate all the purples.
I can't imagine.
Gummy bears are witches.
Because I just ate like a lot of stuff that I thought was purple.
Yeah, Doug got into the purple as well.
Fucker!
Lock the door.
You locked that fucker out.
Answer through the window, motherfucker.
Yeah, you will really do the show from outside the window, you purple motherfucker.
There will be no purple
yummy bears for Baron.
What if you can order the
I want the red and orange ones.
I honest to God, was not...
I feel like...
I say we
I
just
learn.
Leave him yellow ones.
I feel like I could learn to love yellow, though. It would make up for my jokes about Asian people.
No.
Would it?
It's not gonna.
Probably not.
No.
May have gone the wrong way.
But you know, it's a good effort, though.
may have taken a turn.
Taking a turn, Marty. Take us somewhere.
All right. Well,
anywhere. Except for the Jenny Craig warehouse.
I am not going to eat something called Fat Little Girl at Taco Bell.
No.
That's what gordita means.
Oh, my God. But they were so fucking good.
Oh, my God.
How rude.
Little Fat Girl. I'm going to yell that into the thing and see what shows up.
Come on, tiny dancer.
Hold me closer, tiny fat dancer.
Little fat girl.
You're quinceañera at the Canto Park.
Don't you
What are we eating, gorditas?
It's a whole different category
don't
of porn
say,
right
don't
there.
Don't you wish you were a fat girl,
hey
too?
Hey there, little fat girl.
I feel like she's bastardizing a song I almost know.
Well, it looks like girl. Daniel.
Yeah.
Could be the gordita.
You know, Daniel was always a little fat girl in his mind. In his mind, he was the size of Spain.
Get back, honky cat. He was the size of Spain. That's why I had to go there.
No, red tail lights and everything. Fucker was a car.
Sorry seems like the hardest thing to say. Oh, my God.
Sorry, Taco Bell.
Sorry, Gordita.
Probably China, too. Go it's ahead. Been like 7 years.
Oh, my.
Marnie, it's yours.
Yes, well, Hamka.
And look at me listening.
Is this about cat porn?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Well, this is...
I'd rather go back to stories about butt-fucking than listen to the noises of cat's porn, okay? Let's just call it early.
I just want to read you something.
I'm Googling some sound effects.
This is the Russian beauty looking for love.
Oh, okay.
From Elena to James Beach. My name is Elena. I'm searching for an understanding person who sees love as the only way of trust and care. I have something important to tell you. Elena, that's so weird, James Veitch says. I was searching for an understanding person who sees love as the only way of trust and care right when you emailed. What's this important thing you have to tell me?
Right when you emailed my little gordita, my little Russian gordita.
Well, dear James, Elena responds, I'm 24 years old, 5'6" tall. Never married before. I am a girl who loves to give people happiness, always despite what the circumstances might look like. Most of my hobbies are reading novels, jogging, listening to music, cooking, listening to music, still, TV and movies. I like honest, real, sincere, and trustworthy people, but I hate dishonest, cheaters, and irresponsible peoples. I have a cat. His name is Homka.
Homka is hungry.
Let me introduce myself, too.
Fucking cat porn.
I am Mr. James Veitch. Rhymes with peach. 5'10" tall. I too have never married, though my mother keeps asking probing questions about whether I've met someone. It's really nice to make your acquaintance. I too love movies and hate dishonest people. It's exciting to meet someone who shares the same esoteric range of likes and dislikes as I do. I can't help noticing that you listed listening to music twice in your hobbies. Was this an oversight, or are you very passionate about listening to music?
I would listen to it 3 times.
My hobbies are playing piano and guitar, pining for girls, worrying about climate change, pining for girls, and the poetry of John Keats. Elena, dearest James, I wish to let you know that sincerely is the best way. That sincerely is the best way in life. Though we might be thousands of miles from each other, but it does not matter. What really matters in life is love, not distance or color. I want to love, though we might be thousands of miles from each other, and be loved. If you don't mind to meet me, please tell me the name of your city and nearest international airport. I will book my flight for Moscow. I think you're interested that I don't have a boyfriend, because all men here look at my visual aspect. Happens to me all the time. And I want somebody to
look inside
me. You
need that special mirror to look at your visual aspect.
Slight editorial comment.
Stand in fifth position.
Exactly. Clean the mirror first.
Well, roll in flour.
And after. Clean
I'm
the mirror
so sorry you
after.
Haven't found anyone to look inside you yet.
Oh! What?
Come to London. I'll sort you out with an Oyster card. The nearest international airport is Heathrow.
That feels like a slur.
There's Gatwick, but two. Am I saying that right? Gatwick? I don't know.
Yeah, Gatwick.
But to be honest, it's a pain. Don't get me started on Stansted. I'm quite excited to see you, but so soon? Do you normally fly out to meet someone you've just met? James, call me Jimbo, please.
Oh, please.
My honey Jimbo. Every my cell shouts about how it wants to see you. Every I didn't guess that tickets cost so much. Maybe you could borrow some money. You may send it by Western Union. It is pretty easy to use. Here's a picture to show that I am real. I will send you that momentarily.
Okay, wait.
Love the picture.
Wait, no, I have a question.
My every cell shouts to you. Will you bring Homka with you?
This is the picture she sent. Tomka. Poor Homka.
Okay. Who lives near Gatwick?
Well, James Veitch is in London.
He's not in further west Mesa. I'm so confused.
No, that's what I was telling you.
We got to find out who the...
You guys are cracking me up right now. Okay, so... Where are you? Come on, Homka!
And Elena has been fired as her translator, by the way.
That's exactly right. Hell. It's fantastic.
Okay, last week was butt fucking Nazis. This week is kitty porn.
Without your help, I will not be able to fly to you.
Make sure to pronounce that correctly.
But I do not want to be lonely again. I want you to warm your hands up in the back pockets of my jeans. I want you to love me. I do not know Homka. Who is Homka? Humka's your cat, and frankly, if you can forget about Humka so easily, what's to stop you from forgetting about me? But I want to see you too. Not only do I want to warm my hands in the back pockets of your jeans, but I get the distinct impression you would like to dip your hands into my back pocket too. Much love, James. P.S. Somewhere in Moscow, there is a hungry cat. Two days later, with James having rebuffed Elena, contact from her stops. Oh. Well, that's startling.
She found a well-hung cat there.
Congratulations.
I'm very concerned about that. Anyway, so there you are.
Oh, my God.
Every my cell shouts.
Every my cell.
My bad.
Go get a little fat girl from Taco Bell, Karen.
Those
good
are fucking delicious. I can't lie.
Oh, it's too much.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just too much. There you go.
I have no words.
Somewhere in Moscow, honestly, a cat is hungry.
No words.
There you have it.
Hungry cat.
I got nothing. So, I'm not reading a pun. So.
Come on, do it.
He didn't care at all for his own safety. A fight on the streets of Orlando, Florida was busted up Sunday thanks to a guy in an Easter Bunny costume.
Oh,
a video posted on Instagram shows a man and a woman fighting after the man repeatedly bumped into her, according to a local TV station. Mm-hmm. The woman seems to be doing a good job on her own when the bunny joins the brawl and starts throwing what the station referred to as rabbit punches.
Oh, rabbit.
The fight was quickly broken up by a bystander and a bike cop, according to Orlando Weekly. An Orlando Police Department official told the paper no one was charged in the tussle. The officer on scene broke up the incident and dispersed the parties involved. No arrests or reports were... Well, why the fuck did you write a story? However, the video is delightful.
I will show you the video.
Please cut to tape.
Wait, well, hang on. I wasn't ready. Where's the...
Douglas Marie has arrived.
Oh, Doug doesn't know what he's walked into.
I'm
scary.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
But my sparklicious cherry greets you.
My sparklicious.
Good memories.
Keep your sparklicious cherry to yourself.
It's why it's a limited edition. Not everyone can enjoy it.
You're welcome, Elena.
Fully baked and ready to eat. Thank God. What if you gave me a half-baked Pop-Tart?
Salmonella-free.
A Pop-Tart?
What are you looking at now?
Well, I was promised a cat to be yowling, but this cat is very silent.
Why won't this open? Oh, boy.
Oh! My God.
That's group sex. That's cat group sex.
Okay, so we're going to cut...
Oh!
Okay, wait.
That's going to be at the Cat Porn Awards.
Wow.
So let's cut to the video of the... Okay, here's the fight scene.
I'm very, very confused. Oh, my God.
This is the fight scene with the
news.
Bunny. Right here. Here's the fight scene with the bunny. See, the guy's trying to break up this fucking fight.
Is that for real?
Yes, it's for real.
Florida.
Watch the bunny beat the shit out of the guy.
Florida man?
No, well, it happened in Florida.
Yeah.
It's Florida bunny. Oh, god damn.
It's bunny. Florida. It's the hair. It's the hair
season.
Of Florida.
It's duck season. It's weapon season.
Look at it. Woo, I got this.
And the guy just walks away.
You got your ass kicked
by a wabbit.
Oh, shit, they're all still punching.
Oh, sure. Well, meth dealer's gone bad. Not sure how this turns out, but Buddy's still going.
Yeah.
He's dancing
flying
now.
High yeah. now.
Buddy's in Rocky fucking mode.
He's like, I'm
going to
kick someone else.
Is there a Russian here I can beat the shit out of? It's Rocky 3.
Rocky 7?
Yeah, this time it's personal. Yeah, this time it's a rabbit.
This time
it's a wabbit.
This time he is risen.
Bunny Boogaloo.
You know what Jesus said when he went into the cave? I want you to hide all the goddamn eggs. I don't want to see one egg when I get out of here.
By the way, Anant is very worried about Maggie and Marty.
What happened? Who are? They can't hear.
Anant was worried because of the cat sounds.
But they can't hear them. We're on headphones.
Wondering if that was Maggie and Marty.
Oh, God,
so
no.
So a couple of things. This is out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, but they can't hear.
Start things.
Two.
It's fantastic.
I don't know what the hell
that's your envelope. That's his envelope. Carry on with the show. What are we talking about?
Carry on.
Oh, I finally got the envelope. Thank you.
Is it weird that I go from the Rocky theme to, I'm pretty sure, the Family Feud theme in my head if I sing it long enough.
Yeah, actually, I can hear that.
Why?
I can honestly say I do. None of that sounded familiar. I guess I don't know the Family Feud theme.
Hang on, we'll get it for you.
Oh, sure. We can't play all kinds of stuff that I want to, but you motherfuckers...
Family Feud's not going to sue us. Settle down.
You know how many times Jeopardy sues people because Merv Griffin wrote that shit?
That's true. Yeah, but
anytime I want to listen to something, we're going to get sued.
Well, because you like to listen to the good stuff.
Yeah, but you play Randy Goddamn Rainbow.
Oh, my God. 10 hours of a Family Feud song. That's a...
That's excessive. That's a long feud.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Hang on. The part I'm thinking about is coming here.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait. Oh, I'm sorry. There we go.
Oh, there we go. I can hear it.
Oh, wait. Dada.
Yes.
Everybody.
I want to go on Family Feud so bad.
Let's do it. Can you imagine?
There's five of us. Pick a last name. We're going.
The bitches.
No, it's gotta
be realistic.
It's gotta be prime time and realistic.
I mean, unless it's Doug, maybe we'll call
Schmitz.
All the retards.
Hey,
we are Schmitz.
Oh! She said she didn't listen.
We are the Schmitz. That's funny.
Wait, I don't remember that.
Have a sip.
Wait, was this about politically correct?
No, about Veep.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. Which, this episode this week was just as good as the one before.
Yeah, but it didn't cross as many lines.
I know it was more subtle. I couldn't get into it with you in the tent. It wouldn't have worked. But when Gary corrected her, she's like, and the face-based, and he's like, it's faith-based. I don't care.
The best one was the Danish, the whole thing about killing your father and marrying your mother, and it was Danish cutlery, was just... Like, the fact that they got two Danish Hamlet jokes in...
Turn my Audi, whatever.
Up or down?
Up, sorry. My hearing up.
How are you now? Better?
Yeah, that's
good.
How do you like me now?
Oh, too loud.
Now too loud. Yeah.
Oh, who's got a story? I think it's
yeah,
your...
Yeah.
Oh, promise? No, he did the bunny thing. It's your turn.
Promises.
Oh, it is my turn.
Promise?
He just did the bunny
did.
Rocky
he
Family Feud.
I want to go back.
Now my
road.
Computer wants to
it was
update.
A long road.
I hate that.
I get it.
I hate my computer.
Well, this is something I figure we'll all talk about. I'm glad we finally did it. A ban on handheld cell phones while driving is now the law of the land in our fair state of Arizona. Our governor, Governor Ducey, who's normally called Douchey, but he did something
governor
right.
Governor Douchebag did something good.
He signed House Bill 2318 on April 22nd, which was yesterday. The new law prohibits operating a motor vehicle while holding or supporting, with any part of a person's body, a smartphone or other...
I feel like that's a dare.
Yeah. Oh, even with your...
Any other
even with your
portable wireless device or writing, sending or reading any text-based communication on a wireless device unless it is voice-based and or hands-free. Now, according to... there's some questions. Now, here...
Listen, if you can text like that, first of all, stop texting me.
Yeah, right? It's
really quite tough. But if you kind of have that control for that little keyboard, then...
Yeah. Stop texting
you.
Me. Yeah.
Just stop.
That's why it's a sparklicious cherry.
That nobody wants to touch.
Fair. That's why that rape whistle's that still on you.
I keep still blowing it. Nobody shows up.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck is wrong?
A general call to arms.
Oh, exactly. Call to arms. Can I have some more of the...
Do you have enough room there, Doug?
I think I do. Thank you.
Spread
for
around.
Asking.
Now, there are a bunch of questions and answers here in the rest of this story that I could go over. Okay. However... my friend Ricardo has said that he doesn't think that the law goes far enough because it's, he says that the way that it's written, it is not stringent enough for officers to really enforce it. That's what he says.
Not until 20.
It's like to just kind of scare you.
No, he just means the, no, because regardless, it's not going to be written different once it goes into effect. He's talking how it's written, period.
I agree, it's what you can get pulled over for. They don't have to, don't have to catch you for something else. Seeing your phone up
it's probable
the offense
cause.
That they can pull
or
you
currently you
down.
Have to kill someone and then you can get charged with reckless behavior because you had your phone out.
So, I mean, this is a fabulous story, but we are enjoying one of the oldest houses in Champaign.
Oh,
and we've been waiting many months to try this.
Oh.
It is from, the house was formed in 1730. Chanoine.
Oh.
I think is how we're pronouncing it. Sure. It's not sure. Arance.
Oh.
Where the Notre Dame is still
standing. Say, this is newer than Notre Dame.
Right, and it's where the bigger Notre Dame is.
Oh.
If you want to see the impressive Notre Dame, you go to Reims.
Oh.
So we are trying this for the first time. This was our, Glenn Close did not win the Oscar, so we did not get to try this on Oscar.
Oh, that's why.
Right.
Ah, yes,
but
I see.
This is what we're doing.
Well, that sounds
so this is a new champagne for all of us.
None and Matt, you can also before, right? You can also find that
I
on
have,
YouTube.
But I just want to thank God and you right Matt? Now because this just has never little. Been more needed after today.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
Tough day.
It was a thank you for asking. It was a very tough day, and it's the last time I will ever have to teach that class that I just finished tonight.
You hated them.
That class, or you mean those people?
Those people.
Well, that class and those people.
It's frowned upon to call them
that
those people.
That class people.
Bitches?
A little bit of
those
a both.
Bitches?
Yeah. That class, but that makes it nice.
You missed
those bitches,
earlier
some of them might show up in the fall. But the only the ones I like, the ones that hate me won't take me again, and that's...
Good.
Isn't that the way dating usually works?
Yeah,
it is. They won't take
me
again.
My bodice will remain unripped next time.
I don't get paid for dating, though. That's the only
instead of Tinder, it's just admissions.
You're sparkling delicious cherry.
Fantastic.
Oh, that is delicious.
It is lovely.
That is the bee's knees.
Sure.
I've never tasted bee's knees. I'm
well, they're
sure.
really tiny.
That's near a rose bush.
Oh wow.
Licking the bee's knees.
You know, I do appreciate a dramatic reenacting.
Thank you.
Something.
Good you know what I remember Lord. The other day? I was walking. I was, you know how I just
can
randomly
you hear
voices
me?
Come? Yeah. Okay. You know, sorry. Voices randomly just
what?
Come yes. through
are
my deep? Head.
Wow.
I was realizing.
I'm quoting Veep.
We don't. We haven't had a. We haven't had a crime scene footage in a long time.
Crime scene footage!
We have it. So someday we're going to have to figure out. We're going to have to do that.
Oh, all that build up and you didn't do it?
No, but I mean, we should.
Motherfucker. You're a cock tease. Yeah, they got
no.
Fucking then stop doing it to me.
That's
I was all excited. I had my listener cap on.
She's very upset.
God, she is
wow, for
overly
real.
Animated tonight.
Lord good love us, duck, gracious. I was ready.
All right, so that
Lord
was my story about duck. The about the texting and driving, so move
certainly.
On.
Certainly. Lord love a duck. As,
speaking
as
of very upset.
Can I have a Pop-Tart, please?
Pop-Tarts are just ravioli. Convince me I'm wrong.
Show me the lie! Show me the lie!
Street ravioli.
Al Perkins, seeing as you're basically from Buffalo.
Basically.
Basically.
All intents and
are you
purposes.
Familiar with where Lyons, New York is?
Tigers and bears, right next to tigers and bears.
I'm a mean old lion.
I'm assuming it's spelled with a Y, though. Am I right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It appears to be between Syracuse and Rochester.
Oh, okay, so north, okay.
Sure, and then McDonald's has a problem.
Oh, no.
Shut up!
I know. Oh. Not only is the ice cream machine being cleaned.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, no.
Oh, there's more.
What to say?
Is this the feeling cute?
They have worms.
Oh.
Oh,
God.
No. You don't want to.
I know.
You don't want to
know. No, can't know.
Are they in the ice cream machine?
A branch of McDonald's has been plagued by claims that worms keep turning up in the bottom of customers' cups.
Well, luckily, I wouldn't drink a soda anyways.
People are speculating that what might affect the iced tea.
Or the coffee.
The ice machine may have been filled with a garden hose. That's right. The health department checked out the stowaway.
What in
got
the
back
heck?
To her. They had it tested and told me it was an earthworm.
Oh, but a yuck.
Oh, it's harmless. Yeah. Settle down.
Sure, it's harmless.
There's a whole book about how to eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, now another customer,
serve.
Justin, disgusting. Reported a similar experience. His daughter found an earthworm swimming in her drink. First of all, I didn't know worms could swim.
Okay.
I've been drowning them in the lake
horses,
for years and years.
They can swim.
Swimmers.
Somebody tell them they couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. It's all over the tampon box, all the things they can do.
Well, the local health department has received several similar complaints.
Oh, my God.
Were they alive?
Yeah.
Because
swimming.
They're swimming.
Well, doing the fucking backstroke.
No, but I'm
the
thinking,
dead ones just...
But no, but I'm thinking, if it's through the ice machine, if they're in the ice bin, it's fucking cold.
I don't know I don't know the temperature tolerance of the North American earthworm.
Oh, you don't? That's one thing you don't
that's
know.
That's on the list
that's
of
that's where I draw
things.
The line. That's where I draw the line.
God, she knows everything else.
Seven things in the world I don't know. How cold you can get an earthworm before killing it is not one of them.
Well, I suggest you do a little more fucking research,
well, I
bitch.
Think you should.
Yeah.
Fucking bring up a story and then
bitch.
Not know.
I thought.
Oh, look! Look! They have his pictures on
them.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yay. Unicorn power.
Captain's Log 39 on the arc. Roasted unicorn delicious.
Form of.
Incidentally, for the listener of the future, the earthworms don't have pictures on them. The Pop-Tarts from the first
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you had an extra picture for me.
Well, you're...
You have the technology.
It's amazing.
We, have we can rebuild her.
We can't get the worms out of the fucking McDonald's, but
we can get you on a screen.
Thank God we have our priorities correct.
Goddamn right.
Well, in case...
take a picture.
Did you talk about the feeling cute memes at all?
No, we can add it to the thing.
I want to add it to the thing later.
All right, I'll add it to the thing.
Because I didn't know what... Well, I used to talk about
that's good, because I'm going to take something really depressing off of there.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Fair enough. Well, in case you were wondering, that particular McDonald's franchise takes it very seriously.
Well, as well as
doing the minimum amount possible to make sure that this doesn't get to the news.
Oh my God!
What in gay hell is this picture of?
That's the picture that was sent of Elena and Humka.
Shut up.
I don't think I believe I know these two people. Yeah,
that's okay.
I think it's some elaborate prank that I'm...
I do too, and I'm loving it. And I'm fucking loving it.
I only barely understand it, so...
You could send $24.95 to find out more about it in the nearest international airport.
All my cells.
What is that
all
in rubles?
Rubles.
In rubles.
Reach out to
here,
me.
Here, Doug, I will send you...
Oh, okay. Oh my God. I got to send a picture to me.
Where are sending it to?
Send it to the
thing. Facebook?
No, because right now I don't know how to do that.
Oh, hell no.
From this.
You just did it on the Facebook.
I just did that one. So, hey, I'm going to download the Humka picture.
What in the gay hell? So many things are happening. Our listeners are thrilled.
We have a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen.
Very busy.
Oh, no.
They only had a producer.
Yeah.
For fucking real.
Week and while away. Yeah,
I don't have a...
Oh, that's one other thing I did this past week. I listened to the Wiz soundtrack twice.
Oh, everybody rejoice.
Everybody, that's why I was singing I'm a Lion.
Productive, that's good.
Mean old lion.
I think I froze here.
Be a lion.
That's the Michael Jackson version.
I understand.
I assume.
Whose story is it?
Is it this?
Oh. It's somewhere down there.
Oh.
No,
is Doug going or no?
Oh, no, it goes this way. I'm sorry.
Is Doug going or no?
No, he's
ill. That's why I knew. I thought I played the reverse card.
So
I wanted to talk about the feeling cute meme because I thought it was hysterical.
Later. Yeah.
So there's somebody named Michael that we just need to meet.
Okay. Sure.
Is he a top?
We're not sure what type of life that. Oh my. Well, we're not sure actually.
Is he looking for a sparkleicious chick?
Al the butt sex show was last week.
Is he open to trying?
Then don't bring me my sparkleicious cherry.
I'm just saying. Oh, we're not sure what type of life Michael lives, but sweet Jesus, it seems like an adventure. From helping friends escape prison to learning Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 overnight.
I did it all in one day last week.
The man just simply needs someone to lend a hand.
Oh.
Yep, play with that. Play over it.
Just hand stuff.
Oh my God, I'm sending you a thing.
Hand stuff.
Help wanted. He puts out all kinds of help wanted ads.
Oh, good.
Who doesn't?
Prison escape. Hi, I am Michael, and I need to break my friend Colin out of prison. If you can help, meet me on the bench tomorrow afternoon, and we can work on a plan. Here are my best ideas so far. Flood the prison with water. Colin then swims to freedom.
Oh.
Giant magnet. We would need Colin to wear an iron suit.
Yes,
I love a story in two parts. First, we have to sneak in an iron suit.
Yes.
Part one.
Fax blueprints of the prison design to Colin will only work if Colin has access to a fax machine. Body swap. Not sure how this would work exactly. We can discuss these ideas in detail tomorrow. I am open to other suggestions, too. This is...
Yeah, hand stuff.
No, but in the fine print. If you're a policeman or a prison guard, please do not read this notice. Signed, Michael. Wanted, an assistant. Hi, I am Michael, and I need an assistant for an important project. With the year coming to an end, I have decided to wreak a terrible vengeance upon those who have wronged me over the last 12 months. If you are interested, be here on Monday at 2:06 p.m. for an interview. Here are my plans for how to deal with my enemies. We break into their house and put all their DVDs in the wrong cases. Then we go... when they go to watch one, they'll be watching the wrong film. Next, we replace their shoes with identical shoes that are one size smaller. We keep doing this until they are wearing baby shoes to work. We buy them tickets to a concert that they don't want to go to. We send them a letter saying they have won a huge cash prize. Then, when they write back, we'll say that there has been a mix-up and they have actually only won a small cash prize. We will then send them the smaller cash prize. They will be disappointed because they initially expected more. I can't pay you in money for working on this project with me, but you will learn a lot from me, and that is worth more than money. Michael. Oh, my God.
Michael is wonderful.
Is there a place to send a resume?
No, apparently
I mean,
not.
I feel like it would help.
For hire, a new band. Hi, I'm Michael, and I have formed a new band with my cousin Martin. We are called the Michael and Martin Band, and we are very good. Most of our songs are upbeat rock songs about karate and friendship. But we also do a heart-wrenching ballad about the night the Titanic sunk. Mm. We recorded our first album last night, and it is one of the great debut albums. You can listen on the audio cassette below, but please return the cassette when you finish so that other people can listen to it afterwards. Here is the track listing. 1, Karate Blues. 2, Life in the Dojo. 3, The Karate Man. 4, Friends Forever. A song for Sensei. The Mysterious Karate Lady. April 15th, 1912. Our Hearts Still Mourn. And 7, A Karate Christmas. If you want to hire us, our contact details are mentioned on the secret track at the end of the album. We would be an ideal band if you're having a karate-themed birthday party, a karate-themed wedding, or a karate-themed memorial service for the Titanic. Michael. Fucking cracks me up this
Michael. I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Michael single?
He may be.
We still didn't find out if he's a top.
At this point, I'm just looking for a roommate. Yeah. Can he pay rent with that cassette? This cassette sales? Can he pay some rent? That'd be nice.
He wants a free tour guide. Hi, I'm Michael, and I'm staying here in Dublin until Thursday. My pet eagle, Jefferson, has an injured talon, so I had to take him to a specialist vet here earlier today. It was nothing serious, but it had been bothering him for a while. I think he damaged it in a skirmish with a rabbit, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I will be here for the next few days, and I need someone to show me around. If you're interested, be here at 8:02 a.m. tomorrow.
On the bench?
On the same bench. With a laminated itinerary of activities for us to do during my stay. I will be standing here wearing a blue coat and holding a wedge-tailed eagle. Jefferson is extremely hostile towards strangers, so you probably should wear a protective face mask until he gets to know you and realizes that you are not a threat. This usually takes 8 to 10 hours. I have to go home on Thursday, so don't get too attached to me because I don't visit Dublin often. Also, I have a karate tournament on Monday night, so you will have to look after Jefferson for a few hours because birds of prey are not allowed in the arena. Michael.
Okay. Where are these being posted?
Oh, they're constant.
A Tinder account or a...
It's on Craigslist.
I'm going to swipe right over and over.
Girl,
is that the right way to
fantastic.
Say it?
Fantastic. Yeah. Let me see if I can. It's on this thing called The Chive,
worms
which
in
is
before
hysterical.
Years. Okay, wait, Elena. What in the fuck does that mean? What in the hell?
Humpkin worms in before
Humpkin
years.
Humpkin worms.
Oh my God!
Poor Honka.
That is
did
so
you have her
funny,
treated?
Marty.
God,
did you take her to
real.
A veterinarian.
Tag team partner wanted. I am Michael, and I watch a lot of wrestling. The current WWE tag team champions are the Primetime Players, Darren Young and Titus O'Neil. They are not very good, and I think they can be beaten. If you're interested in forming a tag team with me and defeating the Primetime Players for the tag team championship, meet me here on Monday at midday, and we'll wrestle each other for a couple of hours so that I can see if you've got what it takes. To be my tag team partner. I have never wrestled before, but I'm almost certain I'll be good at it. No wrestling experience necessary, but please wear proper wrestling attire as we need to show that we're serious. Michael.
Shows up in a singlet at the city square of this fucking city.
Midday.
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 Oh,
sweet
God.
Jesus. This
oh,
guy
God.
Would be, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my
fantastic.
God.
He's good.
That is good shit. By the way, our pictures are two pictures. So hang on. This is the cat.
It's Elena.
Elena and...
And Humka. That's Humka the cat.
Okay.
And that's Elena.
Oh, wow. She's pretty.
There's well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's fake.
Her eye makeup is a little weird, though.
Yeah. Are they calling it that smoky rectangle
yeah,
eye?
Smoky eye,
those
yeah.
Those are sunglasses.
Call that a smoky redaction.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Elena's face is being redacted.
Redacted by bar.
Just parts.
And I
look,
wanted
it's
to
a bar of redaction.
And I wanted to share with you also the pictures that were not on the earthworms, but were on the Pop-Tarts. These are the pictures on the Pop-Tarts.
Oh,
those pictures
nice.
Are not
was
on
the bite so out of it?
Well, yeah, there's more of a bite now. Look.
Oh, just curious.
My goodness.
She's hungry.
Don't need your shit.
Don't anger her. There's other animals on the ark.
Congratulations.
Just asking.
I deleted my other
just
story.
Just don't suggest Jenny Craig. That's purpose. All I have to say.
No. Yeah. How did you stumble upon this, Mark?
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
He sent her a message.
Yeah.
Looking like,
oh,
yeah,
you,
right?
Did you go meet on the bench?
Yeah, exactly. We met yesterday at midday. I wanted to picture you in this.
Well,
singlet.
No, because I had to be there at 2:06, you know, p.m. But I got there we're probably at like 2:25.
Because we have to show we're serious.
I mean, I've never wrestled before, but I'm almost sure I'd be good at it.
Elena's saying that she loved that dress in the picture.
Oh well, good. Of her. Well, but you can't even see it.
She remembers.
The cat is redacting. The cat is redacting the dress.
The dress.
Look at
she
that.
She doesn't want to remember all of
long
Elena.
The blonde hair and the matching.
Hang on a minute. Let's delve
that's
into.
That's good. That's good. What's on. In the background?
Hang on a minute. We're gonna.
See soap.
I see a hand towel. Oh. Which is never a good sign when partnered with lotion.
What's going on back here?
Yeah,
what's all this?
Look at that.
That's St. Ives.
St. Ives. Uh-huh. Is that a face wash?
I'm not sure.
It appears to be some
Nero, I couldn't agree more. Nero, I couldn't agree more. It is a beautiful drawing of Humka.
Yeah. Like we've never seen soap before.
You know, I've never. I'm
well,
sorry.
We haven't seen soap in Russia.
I should have focused in more on the Humka.
Apparently, they have St. Ives. That
it's
might
my,
be where it's
oh
from.
My God, that's
so cute.
There's the Humka.
Well, Elena was able to get her nails done. Weren't you?
Elena? Now, she's got a lovely manicure. Now, in this thing, I feel like it's a picture of Elena as the cat because. Wouldn't, if Elena drew the picture of Humka, wouldn't
Elena,
she sign it in the bottom?
No. No offense, Elena, but, you know, it was, he had, you know, Elena had to make it for Al's cart.
And I just want to suggest a little bit of oxygen to the cat, because
oh, no,
it seems to be in some sort of respiratory distress.
Doug missed this part. This was the picture we received in the mail.
I don't know what that's all about.
Well,
we've got this
to listen
mysterious
to the first
envelope.
I saw it in my Facebook feed.
You have to listen to the first hour.
Okay. We got this mysterious envelope that did not have anthrax in it so far.
It did not.
Okay. Inside was this. No, inside was this. It was a fucking Russian doll. What are those things called?
Nesting doll.
The nest came.
Your post-it got stuck.
Your post is down here.
My post-it is not stuck to anybody.
Your post-it's fucking stuck.
It is.
Mister.
And then.
This is very interesting.
James was instructed to please send to Alan only open during live show with full cast.
And we were. And we did.
And here we were. Yeah.
From further southeast St. Petersburg with like postage on there. I don't know if that's real.
I'm assuming that Elena. And Humka, but I'm going to write it down.
Okay, look,
this is fascinating.
But look at the label on the front of the bigger envelope. Look, it's from like further west Mesa.
Further southwest, yeah,
or something like that.
Reflection way.
I even Googled it to figure out what it was.
Yeah,
further west Mesa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure threw
off. I'm not ruling out.
Which makes me
no.
Which makes me just
no. And I think she's got
love that even more.
Yeah.
How the hell did they get our address?
That's why I'm not
the internet. Do you not know how this works?
It's for porn.
It is. That's true.
The internet is for porn.
Again, show me somebody who gave up internet.
Kate Monster.
Porn and Netflix.
Somebody show me somebody gave up porn and I'll show you a dead body. Mail.
Show me the lie.
Show me the lie.
Mail.
Show me the lie. Why'd my phone get bigger? Porn got better.
No.
And they were able to cram more shit on that little screen.
No. Oh, but not literally.
A local story from...
No, that's not a good category.
No,
a local story from Mesa.
Porn on your phone is just not even... That's not even worth it.
You tell me that when I don't want to get out of bed.
Desperate times.
Well, that's fucking handy. This thing's with me all the time.
That is a good
times is hard. This one doesn't even travel with a computer.
We need to totally correct the record on that.
He barely travels.
I barely travel.
She's been to Europe
I was thinking
like
about
twice.
This the other day when you guys were giving me the hard time about the computer. This made me laugh. I want you to know the only place this computer has ever been is here. I don't like take it anywhere.
You
I have
said
computer.
That before. It's crazy.
It's mildly exotic. It's mildly exotic.
It's basically the Patty Hearst of portable electronics over there.
There's a Greek guy on the wall.
But
as you
I love
by.
Al. Like Al's interrogation was like, "Well, but what about when you travel?" And I was like, "Well, the last time I traveled, I went to Europe, and so I was able to watch the movies that the plane provided, which was fine. And then we got there, we had a very busy schedule. All I needed was internet access." I got Facebook through my phone, and then Al looked at me and was like, but what about porn?
I was
just like
I forgot the important.
I was okay not looking at porn while I was. Oh, no, that was the punchline. The porn on Viking cruises is fantastic.
Yeah,
so, well, they're Vikings.
Let me just say. So enough said.
For those of you that would like that,
and you know they do, they set you on fire on the end.
Yeah.
But
may I have another?
I think you should.
Sure.
Thank we have you. To drink it because I forgot the champagne stopper again. I have to say the W's porn collection was exotic. They had a selection.
Really?
I did not watch any of it.
Of course,
but
not.
I did perused the titles.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah.
Girls Gotta Know.
Is that one of the titles?
Yeah.
Girls Gotta Blow.
How the twins make friends
in
prison.
I think it was a girl peruses the titties, but I didn't have my glasses on. So I said titties.
Parenthetically, Motorboat City.
This time it's personal.
Left a good job this time in the city.
This time it's personal.
These titties are personal.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're back to this.
Champagne makes me dirty.
Oh,
two
bumps. Oh, good.
Two bumps.
We're back to Dollywood.
We're back to Dollywood.
Dollywood. How do you know? Two bumps. Roller coaster's got two bumps. It's Dollywood.
We're doing good work here today.
Thank you, Al.
We're bringing everything full circle.
There's one title,
how
Do Not
kind
Look Down.
Are.
Aren't they?
You could put this on top of that.
What happened?
Oh. You know, a hand sanitizer? That paints a picture.
Why don't you just put a...
It's better than the...
Oh, him and Old Cork.
Oh, there you go.
Well, what was the one that came out of that?
They don't fit back
in.
Are you new to champagne?
No. They get all like mushroom shaped.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. We've all had those.
God, you're an idiot.
Hey, this one looks. Hey, that one looks tapered. Oh, that one's small.
You're so dumb.
Suddenly, this went to a weird place. We gotta stop. Is there something else we could be doing?
Wait.
For real?
She's fisting the corks.
If I get my hand stuck in this goddamn thing.
Oh, wow.
All
right.
Hang on. Wait.
It's just another Tuesday night.
It's all going to hell.
If I had a nickel.
It's just gone downhill.
Every time I got my fist caught. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Every time we heard somebody say, if I get my hand stuck in here.
Champagne makes me dirty.
You think it's the champagne, honey?
Is that it?
That's cute. Yeah.
What time did you start drinking champagne?
What time
is it? Curious
probably
about.
At 1900. Subtract 12. Subtract 12.
I don't
What's
know how to do military time.
What's 1888?
My
the year the show started.
The only thing I know, I just memorized one of them. 1500 is 3 o'clock.
It is?
That's the only thing I know. But the rest, I'm not.
It's hard to subtract 12.
So if 15 is 3,
I work up. And I do. I work.
What's 16?
Four.
Gotcha.
See, now you
exactly.
know two. You
I know
two.
Two of them.
Don't teach Helen Keller anymore.
It's like your multiplication times.
Where?
Table.
Yeah.
Do you
B,
want the dog?
C.
If you want the water, you gotta
God
say water.
Damn it.
Aaron.
We really
yeah
need to do something different.
Chinese people are feeling better.
Is it time for entertainment?
Well, Kat would like to move on.
Is it?
Sure it is. I feel like
we went
He's
a little
He's got one
far.
More story.
I had, okay. I had another
Kat's
story.
Kat's just reining us back in. That's
yeah,
all.
That's fine.
That's whatever.
Newsflash.
Unicorn.
Red ones are gone.
Hang on, I had two stories. Oh, let's do this story. If the state of Arizona was a donut, what would it taste like?
Oh, dear God.
Bash's Supermarkets, which is a local chain, holds... Excuse me. Holds... What
That's
do you,
a dirty
I saw that. Similar.
Stop it, Marnie. Just shut up.
Bash's Supermarket holds an annual donut flavor craze contest, and this year's theme is Arizona's awe-inspiring wonders.
Got pricks in it.
Both kids
prickly
and
cactus.
Both kids and adults are invited to participate by submitting their best Arizona-inspired donut creations until May 17th
this
of this year.
Like a terrible idea.
Submit your donut creation that portrays what you love most about Arizona. It could be sweet, it could be savory. Most of all, it needs to be Arizona. So make it like out of sand or something. To enter, share your description in with 100
I feel like
words.
You don't understand how donuts work.
Share your description in 100 words of your best donut idea, including the proposed name, key ingredients, and why your donut perfectly portrays Arizona.
Oh, God.
Two winners will be selected, one kid and one adult, to become official 2019 Bash's Donut Ambassadors, with their work featured in the Bash's Donut case at a store near you. They will also receive a dozen donuts every month for an entire year.
Well, now I'm back on board.
I'm on board now.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder.
Not really.
I wonder if Short Leash could get in on that.
That's a hot dog.
The hot dog people?
No, they have donuts though.
They have donuts. Fantastic. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah.
we're now that's just yeah. crazy.
No, their donuts are amazing, and I'm not even
who's donuts.
Short Leash.
I am not familiar.
They have a donut.
Short Leash hot dogs.
Actually,
they're right at the end of your block.
I don't need hot dogs.
I know. We've got to change that.
But you know these restaurants.
But
they have
what?
Other hot dog shaped foods.
They do. And I went on.
Yeah, dick shaped food. We're back to that.
I did the R&D
did
on this.
Did we ever leave?
You seen a banana?
Let me give you my report, Al.
Okay.
The appetizer list of Short Leash hot dogs is really good. So there's like other things you can get, and it looks really good. Yeah. And they have a brunch, which I thought was a little strange. But one of the items on it, because they do have their donuts, is an alcohol-filled donut.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah. And evidently they have fantastic coffee in the morning. So
oh, I'm better. Now I'm in.
Yeah, so I can get you. Just go with me. You don't have to eat a hot dog. We'll figure it out.
I'm probably not gonna.
Yeah, you don't have to, but their hot dogs are really good. And so are their donuts.
I don't did I not know you had a hot dog aversion? It's a strange.
There's a lot of things that Al doesn't
do. Don't understand.
It's a yeah. lot of things out of
You know what my new guilty pleasure is?
They're so good,
Please
though.
Please don't say hot dogs.
It's the Circle K cheddar wurst hot dog. They took a hot dog and they injected cheese
oh,
in
yeah. I saw that, but I didn't eat it. But I did see it.
I think if I'm going in on hot dogs, it's going to be cheese injected. You're going to get me there with the cheese.
Cheese and jalapenos in them, too.
So. Yeah. I don't like the jalapeno ones so much, just the cheese ones.
And then at the hospital, they used to have like hot dogs on that thing.
On the roller thing?
I did like the roller. The roller thing fascinated me because I thought, people, what else can we put on this?
I saw it today, literally today, I saw tamales on that.
Was this at QT? Or?
Circle K.
Oh, Circle K. Okay.
I'm fascinated by the cooker, but I'm not putting a hot dog in my mouth.
Okay.
I'm going to get my empty calories from the champagne and the vodka.
Buy an all beef frank from
I'm
the store.
Fascinated I've had by all the different kinds.
People
drawn.
Have been trying to feed me these things for like
I will. So this is what we'll do. I will. We'll you order what you want. I'll order a hot dog, and then you can. I'll give you a little bite of it, and you can test drive it.
Oh. If I meet a donut with a cup of coffee.
No, and we'll get you the donut and the coffee. Well, it's a whole thing now.
Well, then it's not hot dog o'clock then. If you're eating donuts and coffee, it's
you can do it all. At short leash, you can do whatever you want.
You're not on a short leash. A short leash.
You can take the hot dog and stick it in the donut if you want to.
Now I want you to know.
Wait.
I lost.
I have not wanted to do that for a very long time.
What were you dipping? Were you dipping into what?
She's on fire tonight.
What were you dipping into what?
I don't remember.
You could take the hot dog and stick it in the donut.
He was being dirty with hot dogs and donuts.
I lost.
Debbie the donut and Eddie the eel.
I had, and I'm not lying to you. Somewhere where I was traveling near a water, can't remember where, but sushi. Shaped like a donut. The rainbow,
I did
sushi.
See that.
I love a rainbow roll.
It was done in a circle and they called it a sushi donut. And you know what I did? I ordered it and I ate it.
Whoops, is what I want to know.
You know what it was? It was delicious.
I lost it.
That's all right.
Fucking vile.
Fishy donut.
No, it's
you know what
not.
I believe? Oh, that.
Okay. Yeah. You know what story I believe? Yours. I got trashed. Who overserved
me?
Let's do this.
Elena, where are you going?
Bye,
you
Elena.
And you and Huff.
Oh my God, they're still trying to teach me how to do military time, and I just don't get it. I know,
but I still fuck up.
Our nurses, our hospitals on military time.
We have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought so.
I thought
that was some part of the story.
That's why everything I'm up, but I can't get 2,000 and 2,200.
Me either.
I fuck it up. All
I'm
time.
Just lost.
8 and 10.
All right, fastest entertainment section ever. We're just going to do a girl-on-girl action of two shows.
Hey!
Yay!
We got cat's attention.
We're going to bump donuts with two different shows.
Is one of them on HBO and brand new and started last night?
Yep, one of them. Oh, I don't know. No, that's too much.
Wait, oh, okay.
A Monday night, no. Then we're going to do a little bit of a show that we talked about last week, but I didn't watch it, so this week I'm going to participate.
Okay.
And Linda Ronstadt.
Okay.
And we're done, because the Linda Ronstadt stuff was amazing.
That'll be exciting.
And a hole you need to fall into.
All right, we're going to take about a 2-minute break, grab a drink, go to the restroom, come back, and listen to Al.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on dignity.
Tell that to your outfit.
This is your outfit.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.